Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashana Yogi speaking and it's 5:50 p.m. here in Hornbill camp in Thekkad, Kerala. So here I am in Kerala. The weather is awesome. There's no storm. There's no rain. It's the perfect weather. The perfect, you can say, environment here to be in, right in the middle of nature. You can't hear a single vehicle here except for the birds chirping and the river flowing quietly out here. So it's the best place to be here in. See, you could hear the birds. I don't know if my podcast is able to capture it, but it's a really mind-blowing feeling here, feeling quite good just to be around this place. So if you come here one day earlier just to make sure that things are in place and you know, all the people who are coming for the camp have a great camp and they enjoy it. There have been a lot of speculations and worries and I don't know, so many uncertainties over the last few days about various things, right, from the coronavirus to the RT-PCR testing to flights being rescheduled, cancelled. And lastly, not the least, the apparent storm that is going to come over the last few days here, and a lot of apprehensions and all. But yes, you know, what's important is here we are standing and looking forward to having a great camp, and that's what is important for us right now. And the next 4 days is going to be a huge you know, challenge as well as exciting thing, right? Because you know, there's so much of things that's happening around, but you do not know what and when and how things are going to go. So yes, I'm up for this challenge. I'm up for this adventure. I'm up for making sure that everybody has a great time out here. So let's hope we're going to rock this place and make it memorable for everyone around. So guys, today, you know, after I recorded my podcast at Bangalore airport, landed at Kochi at around 9 o'clock, and absolutely hassle-free. There was no RT-PCR test required or certification asked by anyone. We smoothly came out of the airport, and by the time we reached our friend's place, Shaibishi was around, I think, 1.5 hours from the airport. It was 10:30. I was pretty much tired, you know. So I basically hit bed at around 11 o'clock. And it was immediately, I just fell asleep, you know. I was so tired. But I think that was a good decision to come 1 day earlier and sleep it out, because, you know, the traveling is so hectic. You know, by the time you actually try to get your foot hold together, it, you know, it's already, you wasted a lot of time. So here, you know, spending this time out here, woke up at around 5:40, you know, and immediately had to send the you know, streaming video for today's Spartan challenge. Didn't get time to do it. Hopefully I should be able to do that right now as I finish with my talk. I will do this 1 hour of strength training, and then I will you know, take it up from there. So today I would say, you know, after waking up at 6:30, my major task was just to get all the things moving, and had my breakfast at around 8 o'clock. Had a few calls to attend from 8:30 onwards, which I did, and then we went out for a small stroll around the area. You know, again, there was a nice, lovely, flowing, you know, river near next to the house. We went there, we spent some time there, and then headed back home. And we left from our friend's place at around 10:30 to be sharp. And by the time we came here at the Hornbill camp, it was around 12 o'clock. And in the middle, we just stopped to buy a few things and have soda lime, you know. So I think that's one of the favorite You can say drinks out here, you get soda and lime, and the bottled soda. So we had that, came back here, and we just realized that there was no cook out here and there's no restaurant close by. So the nearest restaurant is around 10 to 12 kilometers away. I know, so that's how the remote, that's how remote the place is. And we didn't have an option, so we were like, okay, what do we do now? So we just checked into a room, at around 1 o'clock, and then we hired a rickshaw. So the rickshaw came to our place here, and he took us to a restaurant. By the time we reached, it was around 1:40. So it was at least a half an hour drive in rickshaw. So around 10-12 kilometers. We had our lunch, which was basically rice and chicken. It was there, made in, of course, the South Indian style. Lots of ghee and other stuff. So had our fill. We had falooda also. And we came back over here. By the time we came back, it was around 2:30. 2:30, I had to attend another group call for Zero to Dangerous. So from 2:30 to 3:30, I attended this call. And while Seema was constantly working on how to manage the room and allocate the rooms, to which person and what. So that was something that was going on. Once we finally did that, I had a power nap for around an hour or so. I came back to the restaurant. I had a nice cup of hot tea and the Kerala snack, favorite snack item. It's called parampuri. So I had that also. Ate that. And we were just discussing about the camp and going around, seeing what are the facilities around, and just getting used to this place. And speaking to the staff out here, seeing, what are the places that we can go. He talked about a sunset point, and, there are a few secret trails out here, which is no secret no more. But, of course, this is something that, people love to talk about and boast about, right? Secret trails and other stuff. It creates this excitement among visitors out here. So this is a protected area. So a lot of care has been taken to make sure that we do not, anyway endanger or go against the biodiversity of this place. So that's a good thing, So it's a simple tent house which is there. Looks quite neat and good. So that's what I'm, looking forward here. After this, having this parampuri and tea, of course, we had to sit down, and Seema did a great job of negotiating with the person, as to the rates and charges and making sure that everything is compacted, discussing the menu, right from breakfast to dinner, what's going to be provided, what's going to be there, what's not going to be there. We spoke to the cook, the chef, and his assistant out here, and gave our requirements. So yeah, overall, this looks a good thing to do, coming one day earlier and really setting things up. And now we can sit down and relax the rest of the day. Of course, I'm going to do my yoga session or the Spartan challenge right now after I finish with this podcast. And there is a sense of positivity right now around, after being here for some time. All the apprehensions that I had, little apprehensions that I had about the whole thing, are slowly disappearing. I think it's just like the clouds getting clear, right? Your doubts and apprehensions are getting clear, and it's a clear sky, it's a clear mind that I have. And tomorrow onwards is going to be pretty hectic. It's going to be hell out of thing. It's going to be chaotic and fun. That's what it is going to be. It's going to be fun, tiring at the end of the day. you know, if I don't hit bed and really go off to sleep, which means I've not put in my 100%. That's what I would rate myself as, you know. So at the end of the day, I should just be looking forward to going and hitting my bed and going off to sleep and sleeping like a baby, you know. That's going to be my aim. So here I am at Thattikad Hornbill Camp, looking forward to inviting all our trainees out here. And once this camp is over, I'm going to definitely plan the next camp. And the next camp is going to be even bigger than this, I promise for sure. And I'm going to really raise the bar and the experience for all the people who attend each and every camp. So here's to the camp and here's to all the people out there. Thank you so much for coming here. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. And if you have any questions, queries, suggestions, please feel free to get in touch with me, speak to me. I'll love to answer them. Thank you so much. Take care. God bless you. Stay strong. Keep smiling. And be one with nature. Bye-bye.